And tonight we're going to learn about lots of new stuff that you've probably never heard before. There's going to be some words you may not have even heard before. Words like methylation. And what the heck is methylation? That's one of the major secrets of health, and it has to do with B vitamins. We're going to talk about what that and how that can keep you from getting early heart attacks, strokes, and cancer, and all that kind of stuff. So there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be brand new, and there's going to be a lot of exciting things. So keep your ears perked open. You got everything else in your binders. Now, I'm not going to go word for word by the binder. I just kind of went through, and each one took a few points. And I'm going to go over the few problems for each one of the secrets, and then a few solutions for each one of the secrets. Obviously, I don't have time to go through in depth into any one, but we're going to hit an overview of all of them and give you some basic action steps that you can take. Even if you just did these 10 things, a few of these action steps tonight, you can totally transform your entire life. Okay? Because I've seen it happen with just the basic changes, and that's all it takes is basic changes. You don't have to get fancy. You don't have to, you know, go on, you know, off the deep end with, you know, high doses of noni juice to make everything happen okay for you, all right? There's a lot of different things people try to get you to do. This is the miracle cure, this is the miracle cure, this is the miracle cure. Whenever you hear the word miracle cure, use some skepticism, please. Because it takes everything. It takes knowledge and how to make decisions in your daily life to be able to make choices that are going to serve you. First goal is to make you aware of how you can use your thoughts, nutrition, and movement to create a whole new reality for your health. Those are the three main things that we teach here, is the thoughts, movement, and nutrition. And those are the basics. And if you master the basics, you seldom need anything else. That's one of the underlying features here. We're going to show you the 10 critical factors that I talked about. We're going to talk about the problems associated with each, and then the solutions associated with each. The other things we're going to do is, I want to start with a quote from D.D. Palmer, who is the father of chiropractic. Okay, and what he said was this: your innate, he calls it innate, meaning the intelligence within you. He used universal intelligence to call the spirit, God, you know, the person who runs the show, you know, who nobody ever really knows what that entity is. We all have our ideas, but he calls it universal intelligence, and that intelligence is also within you. And he refers to it as innate intelligence. So I refer to it as God within me, and how to allow that to come through by just removing the blockages that stand in the way. And then health comes through. It just comes through. It's your natural state of being. Well-being flows naturally when all the blockages are released. And what are the blockages? He calls it, innate knows more than educated will ever know. He uses the word educated, meaning the thoughts you think. The negative thoughts you think is what stands in the way. If you just relax, release, and let go, and everything happens like it's supposed to. In other words, you're already perfect, just get rid of the interference, and it starts with thinking. And the way you think, everything's a thought before it becomes anything else. So what's the problem? The problem is, we're all brainwashed into thinking just the opposite. We're brainwashed into thinking it's an outside-in fix, rather than an inside-out fix. And what has that gotten us? It's gotten us a conventional medical system that unfortunately is the nation's leading killer. It kills more people than heart disease or cancer. Medical errors, adverse drug reactions, things like that. Journal of American Medical Association just put out a study a couple of months ago. 701,547 emergency room visits due to adverse drug reactions per year. 104,000 people die because of them. And these are adverse drug reactions are drugs that are, these are prescribed drugs for certain conditions. These are not overdoses. These are things that you're getting prescribed by your doctor or over the counter. So modern medicine suggests there's a pill for every ill without addressing the underlying cause. What's the answer? You're here. Education and knowledge. You got to become armed with knowledge. Develop a consciousness and awareness. Question everything. And seek out trustworthy information sources. And that's something I want to say. I'm going to be telling you a lot of stuff. The stuff I'm telling you tonight is coming from peer-reviewed medical literature. I'm not saying that if it's in the peer-reviewed medical literature, then that's the truth. Because you can see, depending on what you want to prove, you can prove just about anything. You know, you can, the way you write the abstract and the way you make the summary sound, you can pretty well guide the conclusions wherever you want them to go. So I want to encourage you to be be skeptical of what I'm saying as well and do as much research for yourself as possible. I don't want you to be taking my word for it. That being said, become a student of health and avoid the Lemming syndrome. Remember the Lemming syndrome? You know what the Lemming syndrome is? Where you follow the next person and the lemmings jump off into the sea and then one follows the other one and jump off into the sea. It's like, if you know, I don't know, I actually looked up lemmings one time and they don't actually commit suicide by jumping off a cliff into the sea, but that's kind of the idea. You just follow the one in front of you and don't look around. You'll stay within your narrow confines and don't go out of the norm. You know, if you jump out of the tribe, then you're going to get chastised. And so that's one of the things you have to realize is you're here, you're going to learn some stuff, and you're going to go out there, and even your medical doctor or your maybe even a nutritionist or whoever it is will say, that's insane, that's not proven in the medical literature. And it's all in the literature. To achieve optimum health, you have to go against the grain and the mass, step out of your comfort zone. So there's going to be some things here that's going to challenge your belief systems about what you've been taught up till now. It might make you a little uncomfortable. Well, I don't know if I buy that, and that's okay. You have a belief system in your head that tells you one thing. Someone tells you something new. All I'm asking for is to be an open book here and allow some things to sink in, and if something sticks, use it. Now, first thing we're going to do is teach you how to rewire your brain. Without thinking properly, then you can't make anything else happen properly. What do I mean by that? The way you react to your environment, everything you think and see comes in through your filter. And everybody's got different filters. And your filters are built by your past experiences. Correct? All right? So everybody sees the world differently, yes? Why? Because you don't actually see with your eyes. You see with the neural circuits in your brain. And those neural circuits in your brain are laid down from the time you develop earbuds at about 14 days. That's when you start, 14, something like that. Don't quote me on that, but it's early on. As soon as you get earbuds, you start laying down neural circuits in your brain. All right? So if you're hearing a lot of, you know, as soon as you start hearing, these little neural nets in your brain, these little neural circuits start wiring together. Okay, they wire together. Now, over time, they continue to wire together, and it gets more complex, and then this wiring is basically where your beliefs are held. Because all you know is what you know, right? Especially from the time you're like 3 till you're 7. You don't have to teach kids anything from the time they're 3 to 7 because they learn by how? Watching you, right? Nothing. You don't have to teach them a thing. They'll just do what mommy and daddy do. So everybody got wired differently from their mommy and daddies, didn't they? And you get wired differently from school teachers. You get wired differently from daycare providers. You get wired differently from, geez, you name it. You're getting wired all the time. So the things that you see can only happen if they're wired into your brain. Here's an example. Aircraft in Saskatchewan that are having air trouble or plane trouble, they'll put the plane down on a highway. And it'll, in the middle of nowhere, right, because you know, you can't land just on a grassy field. You have to have a flat plane. So when they land, they would come to a stop and they didn't have enough inertia to get them off the road, and so what would cars do coming driving on the highway? They would smack right into them. And the police reports always said the same thing. How can you run into an airplane right in the middle of the highway? I didn't see it. Why didn't they see it? Didn't expect a plane to be on the highway. They didn't have a neural circuit in their brain, okay? Didn't have a neural circuit in their brain to be able to see the plane. So what else aren't you seeing? Think about that for a second. Right? What else aren't you seeing out there because of the way you're wired? This program, this is the educational part of the Release and Rewire program, which also has other stuff involved with it too, including nutrition and exercise and things like that. But this whole program is based on releasing old patterns that don't serve you and rewiring new patterns. Basically based on brain, how to rewire your brain for healthy change. And that's how you have to do it. In order to see a solution to your health problem, other than the way you've been wired, you have to open your mind and create some neural circuits in your brain for it. And that's what you're getting here tonight. And as you get that by getting new knowledge and taking action on knowledge, once you do that, your wires go whoop. Okay, now I got a circuit for, well, rather than cholesterol, I go to get Lipitor or Zocor or another statin drug. Now I know that, what causes cholesterol to go up? It's sugar, it's insulin, and it's stress. So if I just manage my insulin levels, manage my stress levels, and then I can get rid of my cholesterol problem without having to use a drug. Ah, see, there's a new wiring that took place. And if you didn't have that wiring, you never saw that solution. So knowledge, and I like the term they use, it's called blow your own mind sometimes. Do things that you would never do. And that's how you create new circuits in your brain, especially the ones that have an emotional charge attached to them. And we'll talk about that next week when we talk about thoughts more in depth. But emotional charges and feelings is what really makes the wiring sink in strong. Okay? So how does that affect what we're talking about tonight? If you're wired to think negative thoughts, if you're wired in a negative programming pattern, you create negative thoughts, you create fight or flight chemicals in your brain, and these create breakdown of your muscles and tissue. And your body breaks down and ages with more stress. So the same incident that happens, one person thinks about a plane trip to California. Another person thinks about a plane trip to California. One person has had a horrible experience, one person loves to fly. All it is is a stimulus out here. But what it goes into your brain, and you create stress. This person creates stress chemicals. This person getting excited and feels good and smiling and happy. So it's all about the way it comes in. You have to think good thoughts, right? And who's the worst? Who's your own worst critic? Yes, you, right? And so you have to catch yourself when you say bad things to yourself. Why is this always happening? I can never lose weight. I always fall off the wagon. Those things that you say to yourself, and then the take-home point tonight is going to be to release and rewire that by saying things like, whenever you pay attention to those things, you say, as soon as you catch yourself, you stop and just literally hit a cancel button. This big imaginary cancel button. As soon as you start catching yourself, say those phrases or those words that are derogatory to yourself, hit the cancel button, and say something new. Say something different. For instance, right here, why does this always happen to me? Cancel, right? What do? Instead, you say, what can I learn from this opportunity? It's just a different way of looking at it, right? How can I learn from this? Napoleon Hill, within every adversity lies the seed of an equal or greater achievement. Every time there's an adversity that comes up, there's something you can take and turn it into a greater achievement, at least as good as and probably better than. Okay? Every bad thing that happens in your life is a teacher for you, a challenge for you. And if you look at it that way, rather than playing, oh my gosh, this always happens to me, why does this always happen to me? I'm a victim. And the victim mentality gets you down the tubes. Okay? You have to know that you're always in control 100% of the time, 100% of the day. Every moment, every day of your life, you're 100% responsible for everything that happens. Because the world within creates the world without. You have to think the thoughts you think in your mind, and the way you process things creates what you see out here. So you can choose to see fear, lack, and despair, or you can choose to see abundance, love, beauty everywhere you look. It depends on what you're looking for, right? So start looking for something different. Okay. So a big take home there is take out a piece of paper, not tonight, but yeah, tonight. Go home and do it tonight. Write out top 10 things that you say to yourself that are negative. Mm-hmm. And then after you're aware of them, now you can start reprogramming them. Okay? Good. And just the fact of being aware that you can rewire this stuff already gets you on the way there. Just the awareness that everything that is doesn't have to be like that. You can create a different day, a different world, a different life, a different job, a different everything just by changing your mind and doing something different. It's just that easy. Simple, I should say. Not easy. It's just that simple. Sometimes it's the hardest thing in the world to do is to jump out of your comfort zone because you get addicted to those emotions, literally. That's the new science, is that every thought you think turns into a neuropeptide, which is a chemical that goes into your body, and if you think the same thoughts and you have the same feelings every day, you become addicted to feeling like that. So what if you feel bad all the time? What do you get addicted to? You get addicted to feeling bad. So if someone comes along and gives you an opportunity to feel good, you either don't listen to it, you shove it away, or you'll try it for a while, but you know what, you're going to rubber band back to where you were because your belief is that you feel bad. I'm in pain. I have chronic pain. I have fibromyalgia. I have chronic fatigue. Labels, labels, labels. Blah. Right? Labels. That's all they are. They're words. And it's a matter of how you're functioning. Not what label you've given, gotten to you. Sorry, there's some charge there. Emotional holics, so you cannot form your limiting beliefs. That's what causes the self-sabotage. Right? So you have to change who you are. Imagine a day. Imagine a different day. And until you can imagine and see it, it can't become reality. You have to imagine it first. Nothing can ever come into existence without it. You're actually putting a picture in your mind first. So, there it is. Clarity of what you want. And stay after. We're going to talk a lot more about that next week. Thought. Crucial. Number two, movement. Pretty important too, right? And when I say movement, I mean that right there was movement. I took a breath. What did my body do? It moved. Okay? What if I take breaths like this versus this? You see the difference between those two patterns? There's stress breathing patterns and there's relaxed breathing patterns. And the idea is that anytime you have stress in your life, it turns you on into this breathing pattern that causes your shoulders to shrug, lots of trigger points in your shoulders, it causes stress headaches, causes carpal tunnel, causes neck pain, dysfunction, all this stuff happens because stress draws us into this pattern of forwardness. That's a word. Stress draws us this way. Imagine a polio victim or someone with muscular dystrophy. That same spastic pattern is the same pattern we go into with any kind of stress. Go in a nursing home, there's not much difference between someone on the last leg who's basically curled up and a young boy with a picture of someone with polio. You know what I mean? It's the same pattern, it's just a matter of stress bringing you there a lot slower. And I'm here to tell you that you don't have to do this. You can stop it right now just by becoming aware of the things you're going to learn throughout this program. Just by learning that babies push away from the time they're 3 months old, they start pushing away from the ground, and they're constantly growing and expanding, and you don't have to stop it, as long as you know how to do it, and turn on the right nervous system patterns to push away. If you have the consciousness to always be up, growing, and expanding, there's no reason that you have to turn into this. This is what causes all the arthritis and pain and dysfunction and disability, is this posture. And posture, your posture is the three-dimensional projection of your experiences of your life and your stress levels. So you can take that and turn it around. Just like that. Okay. Why do we have so sedentary lifestyle? We start school and desk job sitting, concrete floor, stiff shoes, lack of movement, perception to your central nervous system. I'm walking on flat ground here and I got this much synthetic material between me and the ground. Rewind 200 years. I'm walking barefoot through the woods. What's the difference? I got 24 bones in my feet that aren't moving like they're supposed to be moving. And movement of your joints is what gives information to your brain, and information, the movement in your body is what stimulates your brain to function. Roger Sperry won a Nobel Prize, and I think it was 81 or 83, I can't remember, for brain research, said that 95% of the human brain power comes from movement in the spine. 95%. So if you have a blockage in movement in your spine, just think about the dysfunction your nervous system has. Your brain nervous system is the first thing that's in charge of everything else. And if it's not moving and it's not powered by movement, everything else is in charge of everything else. That's where the miracle chiropractic cures come in, is you start getting adjusted, you get your spine moving, your nervous system works better. If your nervous system works better, guess what? Everything else works better. Ulcers go away. Headaches disappear. Constipation's relieved. My blood pressure's gone down. I hear these things. These are daily occurrences, and it all is because the spine is moving again. So we get it moving, and we teach you how to keep it moving. That's the idea. Okay? Good. So, what else? Lack of movement means lack of oxygen equals pain, anxiety, tension, fatigue, cell mutation, and cell death. If you don't get oxygen into your body mutates, your body fatigues, your body dies. Okay? So, oxygen is important. How do you get oxygen? Moving your body. So you sit around, you sit all day, go home, don't get any exercise, your oxygen goes down, your brain function goes down, you go down. Okay, so movement is crucial. And stress trains us out of this perfectly designed system. We're designed to be like this for as long as we want to be like this. Stress draws us into this. Okay, that's physical, that's emotional, that's nutritional, that's everything. Okay, draws us in. Solution, become aware of your center of power. Everybody sit up and sit on your sit bones. Feel those two butt bones, okay?
Okay. He said butt.
I see you, bud.
You can tell we have a 2 and 6 year old. We would not be saying that at home. Sorry for the interjection. action.
So, you feel your sit bones, right? Everybody feels those guys. Two bones, right? Now, all I have to do is imagine, actually, I'll take you a step. I'm going to take you one step back. I want everybody to take a breath in. Okay, we're going to breathe out. Breathe in again. Okay, everybody pay attention. I see about half of the shoulders going like this, okay? That's a stretch breathing pattern. So what I want you to think about is that breathe in. As you breathe out, keep breathing out through a really thin straw, trying to blow up a balloon that's really hard to blow up. Keep blowing out, don't keep blowing out. And you feel the tightening that's starting to happen towards the end there, in your core there, that's your rib cage dropping. And that lowest possible position is where you want your rib cage to be all the time. That's your center. When you look at any system, if you lower the center of gravity in a system, it becomes more stable. Okay? So if you lower your center of gravity by lowering your rib cage, you know, if I come up here and all my energy and all of my attention is up here, someone comes, you know, they're gonna knock me over because all of my center of gravity is up high. If it's down low and somebody comes and knocks me over, you know, I'm gonna be like this, right? Same thing if you step off a curve. Of a curve, and you get tripped up. You know, it's the difference between falling and breaking a hip or an elbow and recovering. See how especially more important this gets the older you get. What's the number one reason cause of death in the elderly? Fall and broke a hip. You know, happens all the time, every day. So learn how to respond quickly from a strong and stable center. And that's what that is. And that is your center, that lowest possible point. Now, the key is to be able to breathe while you have it in that low point. And then you're going to be like, yeah, right? Because you're used to breathing like this. That's the way you're wired, but you can rewire it. Okay? So knowing that low center is your key, that you start working on that right now and trying to maintain your breathing from that position. Your breathing should go in and out like fish gills. Right? See that right there? See the movement of my hands? That's strong and stable breathing. And that's the way you're designed. Okay? But we get trained out of it because of stress. We start breathing up here. And we have all kinds of problems because of it. Big piece of the puzzle. Okay? And that's also what stabilizes your lumbar spine. Okay? The reason for the disc degeneration and low back problems is improper breathing. Nothing can be rewired completely until the breathing is corrected at the fundamental level. Nothing. Because it's the perfect design for stability. If you don't breathe function normally with your breathing, any other rehab we do on top of that is going to be temporary at best, because your body's going to rip right back into your old pattern because you didn't fix the core that caused the problem, which is the breathing pattern. Okay? I'm going to have to keep trucking. I'm going to balance them if okay. So how do we do this? Become aware of the center, aware of our breathing. Become aware of these stress posture patterns. So know when you're out of balance, whenever you find yourself, you just walk around, look at yourself in the mirror once and say, uh-oh. Core up, push on, turn on. And then when you know you're out of balance, at least you know that. And you can, you don't know it unless you know it. Right? Awareness is the key for everything. And then pay your tissue debts. All day long, you build debts up in your muscles by doing stuff in front of you. And we don't make money behind us like this. We do stuff in front of us all day long, so our bodies develop into this pattern if we're not aware of our center. Okay, so at the end of the day, I like to lay over a ball, lay over a foam roll, and even just laying on the ground and letting your arms open up and breathing is enough to start to decompress some of the stuff that you built up all day long. Especially if you've got a lot of manual labor, you're doing a lot of forward stuff, or desk jobs are even worse. Okay, desk jobs are probably the worst possible thing for your body. Pay your tissue debt. That's ball, foam layover, and lunges. Doing things that stretch out the front, because our body tends to do this. You know, if we can just do a lunge every once in a while and open up the front. You know, we're talking a lot more about that in week 3 on the movement. Then we have to go on to blood sugar. This is a big issue, right? 154 pounds per person per year in the U.S. Wow. And I'm not eating 154 pounds, so somebody else is eating my food. Okay? Don't get me wrong, I have a few pounds, but not 154 pounds. It sneaks in every once in a while. Sugar lobbyist, big problem. Okay? notice that the new food pyramid really doesn't have much to do with sugar, but grain and sugar is pretty well the same thing. Only half of your grain should be from whole grain. The other grain should be half. It says, get lots of whole grains, but half of them should be from whole. Why not just say all whole grains? You understand that? Why still promote enriched flour? Okay, so it's a step in the right direction. It's much better than where it was. You know, geez, you might. How do you fatten a cow? Corn feed them, right? So what's been on the base of our pyramid for the last 10 years? 6 to 11 servings of grain a day, maybe shovel it in. And it's been amazing. You should see the obesity maps. You should go to the CDC website sometime and just punch in obesity map, and you'd be just amazed over the 10-year period how much it has exploded, you know, just since that government program has been in place. So if the government says to do it, should you automatically do it? Lesson number one, right? insulin resistance. This is the problem whenever you eat a lot of sugar. Your body puts out insulin to get the sugar into the cell. This becomes a problem because we keep eating sugar, and your body needs to put out more insulin, more insulin, more insulin, more insulin. Pretty soon, we develop insulin resistance, and we crank out more insulin than we need. And the insulin is usually the main cause, believe it or not, for the increase in triglycerides and cholesterol, and usually is the main culprit. Stress and insulin are the two biggest things I go after with cholesterol. You know, I've seen cholesterol drop, you know, 60 points in 2 or 3 weeks just by managing sugar levels. It's just, I mean, it's amazing the power of just getting rid of sugar. Start with just getting rid of the table sugar, you know, and then work your way through everything else. And insulin is a storage hormone, right? Insulin is there to keep us, to store our energy in during times of famine. You know, Pima Indians, for example, they, rewind 100 years, they're living in the valleys and mountains and river region of New Mexico, or Mexico, southern Texas, Mexico, I can't remember exactly where. But they're a vital species, or a vital group of people, right? And then we come and put them on a reservation, and what happens? They all die of diabetes by the time they're 50 years old. Heart attacks and diabetic complications by the time they're 50. 50 is like the max that a Pima Indian lives right now. Why? Are they suffering from bad genetics? They were doing fine when they were in the right environment, right? So what happened? Just switch the environment, you got a totally different picture. So is the picture coming clear about what you should be focusing on? Your environment? What's around you? People around you? The food around you? The stress levels around you determines what your genes do. The genes are just there they're protein production factories. They don't determine anything. They don't, nothing, you know, you have your cell membrane is what turns them on and off depending on what the environment says. So you can literally change the pack of what your genes say by changing the environment and changing the thoughts you think, the food you eat, and the exercise you get. So insulin resistance causes high blood pressure, the LDL cholesterol, the infamous bad cholesterol goes up, your triglycerides go up, your HDL goes down, your good guys go down, you get excessive blood clotting, lots of belly fat, you get a male hormonal shift for females, okay, which is a nice thing to have, you know. Lose hair where you want it and gain hair where you don't. Infertility, a big problem with infertility is insulin resistance problems, okay? It's a big problem with infertility. At a wedding this summer, we were talking, sitting down, and she said they were having trouble getting pregnant forever, and started on medical food for insulin resistance and got pregnant within like the next 2 weeks. I mean, it's amazing the power that insulin has on your hormones. It makes all the hormones go towards testosterone. So, big deal. Diabetes out of control, fastest growing population in teenagers, heart attacks, limb amputations, blindness, you know, and we don't need to talk about the horrors of diabetes. So this is a big problem. So what do? Get rid of the white sugar and the high fructose corn syrup right off the bat. That should be a no-brainer, okay? Sugar and high fructose corn syrup, look for it on labels. Look for it on labels, it's everywhere.
It's usually the first item.
Excuse me?
It's usually the first item.
Usually the first item, right. name that food. They should just put the labels out there and see what it is. Enriched flour, cottonseed and or, partially hydrogenated cottonseed and or soybean oil, red dye number 5, blue lake number 4, you know, what is that? It's Halloween candy, right? That's what we flood our kids with every day. All right. So avoid white sugar, white flour, anything with the whites. You know, this is old news. Everybody should have heard this somewhere along the line. White flour is bad. Okay? Pastries, anything built with enriched flour is bad. Get rid of it and at least go to whole grains. Very first. Okay? It's got more nutrients. It's got more fiber. That's an easy switch. Small meals throughout the day with a nice combination of all three, carbohydrate, protein, and fat. So if you're going to eat, don't just eat an apple slice with a little piece of cheese. Get a little bit of everything. Cheese slows down, the fat slows down the absorption into the bloodstream so you don't get such a big sugar spike and such a big insulin rush. So it gives you a nice, your blood sugar should kind of go like this, not this, okay? And the faster the carbohydrate, the more you spike and fall. And when you fall, you get tired, irritable, everything happens. You get the stress response, all that stuff happens. So you need to decrease you need to decrease the stress response. So if you're in chronic pain and that's your main source of stress, get rid of the chronic pain. And if it's coming from arthritis, right, get rid of the arthritis or stop it. And if it's coming from nutritional problems, fix the nutritional problems. We'll talk about that in a second, how that happens. If it's emotional, or maybe you just don't have any kind of spiritual grounding and you're freaking out, you freak out every time you think about dying, that's a big deal. Okay? So you gotta know, you gotta get a good grip on a good strong sense of faith, or else you're just insane all the time. You know, so you have to have that base. Aerobic exercise. This should be a no-brainer. Every day we need to walk more. More steps, right? Get your pedometer up. Just get more motion into your life. And exercise alone can decrease insulin resistance without doing anything else. Just like that. Decrease or eliminate stimulant use. Okay? There's a curve with coffee consumption. There's a slight dip. You know, actually they're saying that, you know, around less than a cup a day, there's actually a decreased incidence of diabetes, which is interesting. But it's been proven several times that caffeine consumption, but after you go up a little bit further, then you start getting the stimulant response and it starts creating more insulin resistance and there's a negative. Same thing with alcohol, there's a little dip. You know, the dip in, you know, the mortality goes down. You know, here's your curve where there's no drinking, and then it goes down to here, and your mortality goes down as you start drinking a little bit, and then obviously it goes up like a skyrocket the more you drink. So, what's the key word here?
Moderation.
Moderation and balance. Very good. aerobic exercise. So, those are the things you need. Those are the basics. And then these are the very base basics. Okay? And during each week, we'll go into much more depth about the specific nutrients that you would need for this problem. If you have a sugar problem and you have diabetes in your family and your blood sugar is raging all the time, there's specific nutrients your body needs and is probably deficient in. Okay, and there are certain things, and we'll talk more about that kind of stuff. But these are the basics. Next is we're going to control chronic inflammation. Inflammation is a normal piece of the healing process. You have to have inflammation to heal a cut. You have to have inflammation to heal a wound. It's an important part of everything. Problem is when it goes wild. Why does it go wild? Why do we develop chronic inflammation? Because the main reason is because our omega-3 to omega-6 balance is out of control. Meaning, your omega-3s, I'll do a quick sketch here. Here's your omega-6s. These are your grains and veggie oils. Like, you know, soybean oil, corn oil, sunflower, safflower, cottonseed. All the things that you normally see on convenience food packages, okay? And also what your French fries are fried in, okay? Or anything else that you get fried. The threes over here come from grasses, basically green food is where omega-3, green food is the precursor to all the other omega-3s. Like, so fish eats the algae, eat, Fish eat the fish that eat the algae on the bottom of the floor. So here's algae. That you're the algae. How do you spell algae? You eat algae, and the fish takes it through a lot of different processes. And at the bottom here, it has EPA, and it goes through another process. Then it's DHA. When you buy fish oil supplements, what are you buying? EPA and DHA. When you're eating fish, you're not eating what's up here, you're eating what the fish has turned into, some of the most potent anti-cancer, anti-heart attack, anti-diabetic molecule that you could possibly put in your body. Also, a cow that eats only grass, same thing. You can usually get more omega-3 fatty acids from a grass-fed cow than you can from a farm-raised salmon. All right. And you got to find a farmer that has them usually to be able to come in. Yeah, they can do it, huh?
That's right.
Cool. And so that's the key.
We got our built-in farmer right here.
But when you go to Kroger and Myers and stuff, or a conventional grocery store, and you get your meat, what are the cows fed?
Grain.
So they're loaded with omega-6 fatty acid, arachidonic acid. That's what clogs up your arteries and causes inflammation. So if you're going to eat animal products that are eating what they're supposed to be eating, not what we want them to eat, so they get fat real quick, so we can make a lot of money off of them.
And that's what people are used to looking for in their beef, is a marbleized
meat. Yeah, that's what makes that, you know, fat. Choice is choice, meaning it's marbled and soft, right? That's the worst possible thing you can do for your body, is the choicer the meat, the worse it is for your body.
That's okay. The reason why people don't like our cats.
Yes.
Because they're not tasty.
They're not used to it. They're wired to think this isn't a steak.
But it's just a shift in preparation.
Yeah, and learning how to prepare it, cooking it slower, and learning how to steer quickly and be able to bake in the juices. But that's a whole other topic for a different day.
he's speed king tonight.
I'm not going fast enough. Control of chronic inflammation. So get more six, or get less six and more three. Eat more grass, eat less grain. That's your basic inflammation story. Eat more, eat less grain. Grass is not grains. I can say that right? Yeah. Grass is not grain. Green, not grain. Grass fed. Okay. Onward to, how do we do this? So decrease the grain consumption. So fish oil, flaxseed is also here. Dark green leafy vegetables, walnuts, grass fed beef, safe wild salmon. If you're going to eat fish every once in a while, if you're going to eat salmon out, fine. But, you know, if you're going to eat a lot of fish, get the wild as much as possible. Okay?
Because then it's not farm-raised and fed.
Right. And then the fish are fed grain in the farm.
Along with
all kinds of other stuff. And that's a whole other gory story.
We don't want to go there.
Along with any kind of conventional factory farm type stuff, it gets pretty nasty along the way. Okay, what else do we do? Get rid of trans fats. I mentioned partially hydrogenated a second ago. Look at, you know, partially hydrogenated soybean and or cottonseed oil is a really common convenience food based stuff. Get rid of it. Look for it and get rid of it. Now since in 2006, a trans fat labeling law went into effect, which is good news for us. It'll say no trans fat, and they have to put it on the label. If it contains trans fats, it has to be on the label. Unfortunately, 0.5 grams and below, they don't have to put it on the label. They gave you a little leeway there. Okay. Nobody ever per serving there's 0.5, so if nobody ever eats two servings of chips, I know. So if you eat two servings, they would have to tell you, but reprogram your poor posture, repetitive movements that are causing the physical damage. Through body awareness and connection, learn your core stability, center yourself, learn a less stressful way to move your body. Your body is designed to move flawlessly and efficiently, and if you learn how to use it correctly, it'll serve you for a lot longer time.
And we know just the place you can do that.
Yeah. That's what it's all about. That's what the design is. It's to take away the stress patterns, the decay patterns, and the degeneration patterns, and replace them with growth and renewal patterns. Onward to energy. Who needs more energy? I'll take more. Everybody can use a little more. I know you can.
Optimize energy production. In other words, we want to nourish our mitochondria. Our mitochondria are our little cellular organelles. Santa Claus here?
Yeah, just so you know, that's why you hear children. Santa Claus is next door tonight.
So, here's a cell, and inside every cell, there is 2,500 on average of these little mitochondria, these little cellular organelles that are little energy factories. These make predominantly almost all your energy, okay? 2,500 and per cell, between 70 and 100 trillion cells in your body. That's a lot of mitochondria. And they're all cranking out energy, ideally. Problem with these mitochondria is whenever you make energy, if you produce energy, you create a lot of smoke, you create a lot of fire, when you make energy, you make energy and fire, and if the smoke's not cleared out, then it poisons the factory. So how do you clear out the smoke? You have to clear it out with antioxidants. Because energy production is an oxidation pattern. It uses oxygen to create energy. So whenever you make this oxygen, you build the fire, smoke fills the room, and what takes it out? Vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin D, A, C, E, selenium, all of the things that you find in colorful fruits and vegetables. Color is your key. Okay? The more color you eat, the more energy you have. Okay? The more color you eat, the more energy you have. Our energy production, basically, and these little guys have their own. They're like their own little cell in itself. Okay, they're the only organelle in the body that actually has its own cell membrane. Here's a cell. This is a cell membrane. It's made of fat. And your 2,500 of these, they all have their own cell membranes. But these little guys, and they also have their own DNA, which is pretty cool. Okay? So they actually have their own genetic DNA, but they are about 20 times more susceptible to toxins and damage than our nuclear DNA of our regular cells. So our energy is the first thing to go down whenever we get toxic. Okay, whenever we eat too much junk. And guess what else? It resembles a bacteria. If you look at a mitochondria under a microscope and you look at a staph bacteria, for instance, the cell wall looks the same. It's designed the same way. So when you give an antibiotic for the staph infection, guess what else you're damaging? Mitochondria. There's a whole series of papers on chronic antibiotic use and chronic fatigue syndrome. Huge link there. Every time in any time that scientists and researchers want to study mitochondria, what do they use to poison the mitochondria? Everything that ends with the suffix myosin, streptomycin, vancomycin, antibiotics is what they use to kill the mitochondria whenever they do mitochondrial research. Okay? So, just a thought, if you know someone who seems to be on and off antibiotics quite a bit and they seem to be complaining about being tired, there's a huge link there. Okay? And if it happens to be you, then we need to figure out a different option for that. Ability to make energy is what keeps us from becoming disorganized. Okay? We have energy that keeps us renewing. So as soon as we lose that, we become disorganized. Our cells lose the ability to make energy. And when you lose the ability to make energy, all of the water from the inside of your cell starts spilling to the outside of the cell. And you start getting edema. Okay? You start losing everything from the inside to the outside, and your cells become dehydrated and they die. Okay? So our mitochondria are there to keep us organized and keep our bodies functioning. Okay?
And I need organization.
Everybody needs a little organization. The sad thing is we poison it daily and we poison it constantly from the food we eat, the thoughts we think, and the exercise we get. Okay? So by changing those things, we can change our energy patterns.
Or you mean the exercise we don't get.
Or the exercise we don't get. Eat antioxidant-rich food. This means we need to have more color in our life. Avoid toxins. That means eat organic when possible. Avoid toxic cleaners, petrochemicals, things like that. And just as a side note, I'll talk again in the hormone balance section, but perfume is a petrochemical. And also, when your body gets a whiff of perfume, your body thinks it's estrogen. It goes in and docks to your estrogen receptors, and it cranks out estrogen in your body. Plastics, estrogen. Every time you smell fossil fuel from someone's exhaust pipe, estrogen into your body. What's the biggest explosion problem with cancers right now? Breast cancer is an estrogen-related situation. Prostate cancer, estrogen. The uterus in the female and the prostate in the man come from the same embryologic cell, and therefore estrogen does the same thing to each one. It makes it proliferate. So uterine fibroids and prostatic hyperplasia and prostatic hypertrophy are basically the same thing. And the same thing happens because insulin is docking on the receptors of the cell and creating the message for estrogen to the cell is to tell it to divide. Make more cells. That's estrogen's message. Divide. Make more cells. Make more cells. Make more cells. And sometimes it becomes a growth, and we call that a fibroid. Or we call that hyperplasia of the prostate. Or we call that a lump in your breast. Okay? So, pretty important. Okay? So we need to eliminate our exposure as much as possible to these things. Avoid toxins. Be organic when possible. Pesticides, fungicides, all these things we put on our crops, also estrogens. Okay? So, it's a big issue. So if you're exposed to a lot of it, you need to make sure you're doing something to help make sure your body's getting rid of it. Because whether you take it or make it, because your body makes it yourself, your fat cells make estrogen as well. So whether you make it or take it, you've got to get rid of it. And so if you're constantly getting stuff into your body like this, and you're not having bowel movements at least every day, guess what's happening? It's just recirculating and recirculating and recirculating. So you've got to get things moving out the back end, and you got to have nutrients in your body to help you detoxify estrogen effectively. Those are the cruciferous vegetables. Broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, and specifically indole-3-carbinol is the specific nutrient that helps draw the toxic estrogen out of your system. But those are the foods to focus on if you have hormone concerns. Okay? Avoid unnecessary antibiotics, stress management, aerobic exercise, proper breathing, and fish oil. And what you'll see, just about every one of these, there's going to be some kind of, it'll say aerobic exercise and fish oil. Okay, those are, if you just get aerobic exercise and get more fish oil and breathe, you know, half the stuff's going to just drop off immediately. And then we can start working, and then we can fine tune. Okay, that's what the program is designed for, is to master all the basics and knock off as much of the stuff off the top as we can. If we still got anything left over at the end, then we'll get a little more specific and say, okay, well, your genetic predisposition is going to mean you're going to need a little bit more of that nutrient, or a little bit less of this, a little bit more of that. So everybody's got their own individual biochemical makeup. All right, hormones. Oh, here we go. EPA, 80,000 different chemicals in our environment with the potential to mimic our own hormones in our body. Thyroid, estrogen combination is a big factor. Okay, it's just quite phenomenal. They're called endocrine disruptors, is what they're called. And if you look in the medical literature, they'll call them endocrine disruptors. And these are basically all of the petrochemical, any petrochemical atom. Okay, mainly the organophosphate group of fertilizers, pesticides is your biggest source there. Okay, and remember, the cows eat that, and then the cows bioconcentrate it into the fat tissue. Because all most toxins are fat soluble, meaning if you get toxins in your body, they get stored in the fat in your brain. Yeah, in your brain, in all your organs, and your brain is mostly fat. Okay, so you got a lot of, you know, sorry, I got toxic estrogen on my brain, I can't make any decisions right now. That's a real, very real thing. Okay, one of the things with estrogen dominance is like, I can't think, I can't remember anything, I can't think. No, I didn't know this was going to happen.
No one in this room knows anyone like that.
Nobody knows anything about that. Estrogen mimics are the most abundant of all these, and they're being blamed for the rise in hormone-related cancers, earlier onset of puberty.
I'm a teacher. It's amazing what we're seeing in elementary school.
Yeah. And even the boys. Boys have breasts now too, early. Okay? It's estrogen. It's everywhere. We're swimming in a sea of it. So you better learn how to get rid of it and get it out of your body. Okay? So off the top, flax meal and cruciferous vegetables are your two things right off the top you can do immediately to get more things into your diet. That's what those nutrients in those items just draw the estrogen out of your body. There's different ways you can detoxify your estrogen in your body. There's different pathways that your body uses to detoxify it and metabolize it, and those things guide the estrogen down the healthier, less carcinogenic pathway. Yeah.
I'm sure you'll cover this on when you do the hormone topic night, but the difference between taking flax oil and flax meal.
Yes. Yes, I will cover that.
Okay.
Flax oil, flax meal. Always the whole food is better. Okay. The flax oil doesn't have the fiber that your intestinal bacteria need. Your intestinal the good bacteria in your gut eat the fiber, and the good bacteria then poop, and the poop from the good bacteria makes the healthy estrogens. The poop from the bacteria is actually what helps you detoxify the estrogen down. So it's a two-step deal, right? It's amazing all the things that happen in your gut. And if your gut's out of balance, and if you don't have good gut bacteria balance here, everything's whacked. Okay? And I know that there's been a scurry, a flurry of papers coming out about antibiotics and breast cancer. Why? Because if you don't have good bugs in your gut, you can't detoxify estrogen appropriately. And a lot of times, antibiotics also cause constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel type stuff. And if you're not getting rid of it, it's recirculating in your body. So there's probably a constipation connection there. And there's a lot of... It's just everything affects everything. So the day of ologists, that I come in and I only look at the heart. You have to wait for the pulmonary guy to come in and look at the next time. Then we got to wait for the kidney guy. And then we got to wait... all working together all the time, and we piece parted it into an insane system. And it's not doctor's fault. It's never the doctor's fault. It's the system of training that is to blame for all of the, you don't look at people like you need to look at people. There's a whole person sitting in front of you that the way they're thinking about what they're thinking about when they eat their breakfast may be just as important as, all of the genetic predispositions that they may have, their whole family history. Are they rushing out the door in the morning, or are they stressed to the max and not digesting their food and creating a constipated body that's recirculating estrogens and causing breast cancer? Possibly. So there's a lot of different links, and everything connects with everything. Okay. Hormones.
I just want to remind everyone here that tonight is an overview. So if your head is spinning right now, it's an overview of the rest to come.
Yeah. So the idea is kind of pry open the mind and kind of blow, make an explosion happen, and then all the pieces will fall together over the next 10 weeks or so. Hormones build the toxic levels. We cannot detoxify them with our liver. Eliminated through a good functioning bowel system. I just talked about that. And the body under stress cannot balance hormones and will suffer from PMS, menopause, prostate problems, and hormone-related cancers. Why? Because here's your hormone production cascade. It all starts with cholesterol. So is poisoning your ability to make cholesterol a bad thing? No, because you need it to make all your hormones. Cholesterol gets turned into pregnenolone, all these hormones, it gets changed into progesterone. It gets changed into progesterone. It gets changed into estrogen, testosterone. There's a lot, it all comes from cholesterol, the cascade. But if you're under stress, your body chooses one route, and that's to make cortisol. What is cortisol? It's the stress hormone. So if your body's under stress, these are bullets for the war. And if your body's making bullets for the war, rationing happens here. And you have less testosterone
and less estrogen, less progesterone. All of the sex hormones take a dive. Well, I would say with the exception of estrogen, because estrogen is being cranked out all the time by our fat cells. If you have one extra pound of body fat on your body, you're using the aromatase enzyme in that body fat is making your taking your testosterone and turning it into estrogen. Okay, but when your body's under stress, it all goes to cortisol, and the economy of the body suffers. And you couldn't get pregnant if you had to, if you're under chronic stress. Why? Because you have to have at least pretty good hormone balance to be able to get pregnant. Okay? How about PMS? How about menopause? How about prostate problems? How about andropause? There's even we got one for us now, Mark. Andropause. Yeah, sweet. Yeah, I look forward to that. But if you can manage your stress appropriately, you don't have to go through all that stuff. Because if your adrenal glands are functioning properly and they're not overloaded with stress, everything's going to happen like it's supposed to. And all the pieces are going to fall where they're supposed to fall.
Which is why they're calling it adrenopause instead of menopause.
Yes, and that's the new term for it. And that's the term it really is. It's adrenopause, because your adrenal glands, if they're not functioning correctly, are going to cause all kind of problems when you hit the change. So it's important to support the adrenals through the change. And also, this time of year, support the adrenals through the weather shifts. You know, when I say support the adrenals, vitamin C and B vitamins are good adrenal supporters, for this time of year. I think I've fended off two or three where I felt there's a little tickle, and I just kept a pocket full of vitamin C and took it about every hour to 2 hours, 1,000 milligrams. Take it all day long. You can take vitamin C.
It was real fun when he left him in there for laundry. Especially the garlic. I'm so, like, why don't these smell good?
Yeah, to garlic capsules too. Immune system boosters that and it never manifested. And two or three different times throughout the day, I just felt it go away a little bit, piece by piece. Okay. So anyway, on we go. Intake. Where were we now? Solutions. Eliminate the intake of these toxic hormones. And so we want to stay away from factory farm meats, commercially grown produce, and reconsider birth control pills, because birth control pills are basically a big load of toxic estrogen. So if you're on them to manage your hormone cycles, that's a cop-out. You just need to manage the stress that's causing the hormone balance to begin with. Synthetic hormone replacement, patches and pills. Premarin, Prempro, all of the horse urine estrogens, as they're called, equine estrogens, are only detoxified down one pathway in your body, and that's the carcinogenic pathway. So you have to protect yourself if you're taking them, and you're that's the only thing that has ever worked to stop all of the crazy symptoms that you have. You've got to protect yourself against that by using the proper things, like I talked about, bombing yourself with antioxidants. But the better thing is to do is figure out a different way to go about that. Okay. Horse urine estrogen is bad news. Very carcinogenic. Not to mention the animal rights part of that. Okay. That's another mess. If you want to go online and go to a Premarin farm and see what they do to the horses, that'll be quite enlightening. All right, but I digress and go on to making sure your bowels move 2 to 3 times a day. Flax meal daily, just a couple tablespoons a day is a good even dosage to use. Or every other day for proper estrogen detoxification. Get some flax into your life. Eat cruciferous vegetables, and don't overcook them. In general, vegetables don't want to overcook, right? Lightly cooked. And enhance the methylation process, which feeds right into secret number 7. Methylate like your life depended on it. And by golly, it does depend on it. Okay. What is methylation? It is the process that your body goes through 1 billion times every second. If you can imagine something happening 1 billion times a second, that happens quite a bit. Every piece of your DNA uses methylation. If it wasn't for methylation, it wasn't for folic acid. Folic acid is the main link here. That's what I'm going to get to. You've heard, if you're pregnant, take folic acid, right? Always, you need to make sure you get your folic acid. Why? Prevent neural tube defects. Prevent birth defects. If I weren't methylating properly, without proper methylation, I would be growing a colon out of my chin right now. Possibly. Why am I not growing out? Every cell in my body has the potential to make
everything else in my body. Every cell has a complete me in it. Complete me. That's how you do cloning. You take one cell, put it in a little petri dish, and stimulate it with a little electromagnetic activity, give it the right environment, and it multiplies, and you create a whole new being from one cell. The udder cell of Dolly goes into another one, you make a whole other Dolly. Sheep. Remember sheep? Remember the Dolly, the first one? Clone sheep? Okay, good. Just making sure. So, methylation calls the shots for what's supposed to be happening when. And if you miss out just a little bit with methylation, you can have little mutations that happen. So what is a mutation? None of my 10 right now, and I'm very thankful for that. Prevents strokes and heart attacks. Why? Because it also keeps homocysteine down. Anybody ever heard of homocysteine? It is an amino acid that's a toxic amino acid that builds up in your body when you have a lack of folic acid. It is the number one independent risk factor for heart. You can have a perfect cholesterol panel, perfect everything, 50%, it only screens for 50% of the risk for heart attacks. Homocysteine is a major player in the rest, especially if you have a whole family that died of heart attacks and strokes when they're 40 years old. I've had, just everyone in my family died when they were heart attack, not my family, but, I've heard that many times, and you see that all the men in the family didn't live past 45 because they all died of a heart attack or stroke. Why is that? There is a major genetic defect happening there that can be fixed with pennies a day with B vitamins. Kilmer McCauley wrote about this. I'm not going to get the time right. I think it was like in the early 70s or something. And he wrote The Homocysteine Revolution. He was a young, shining star at Harvard. And he went to the people at Harvard and said, "You guys, can believe my research, what I found out. For pennies a day, we can save millions of lives." I should say, "Hey, Kilmer, you're going to win a Nobel Prize. This is amazing information." No, what did they do? Kicked him out of Harvard and forced him to go into he spent the next 20 years of his life in a military hospital doing over 200 studies on homocysteine, and finally has been vindicated the last few years in that, homocysteine is a major contributor to early stroke, heart disease, Alzheimer's, and all this stuff, and it's B vitamin deficiencies, folic acid in particular. So it's a big deal. Where do you get folic acid? Foliage, okay? Green leafy vegetables is a good place to get it. Do we get lots of green leafy vegetables in our diet? I do all right, but I still probably don't get enough. Beans, nuts, legumes, and whole grains. Is this in our standard American diet? SAD, standard American diet. Right? Sad. Very sad, okay? So, prevent depression, because you need folic acid to be able to make serotonin, the feel-good neurotransmitter for your brain. If you don't have it, you don't make it. Simple as that. A lot of depression. So early strokes, heart attacks, depression, cancer, and especially hormone-related cancer, look to maybe taking a little bit extra B vitamin and folic acid. This should be a part of everybody's multiple vitamin anyway. And unfortunately, it is not in the amounts that you need it. Okay, 400 micrograms a day is like minimum. Liberty Talks, okay, what else do we need it for? Prevent Alzheimer's and dementia, the homocysteine connection to Alzheimer's. A lot of papers on that now too, okay? It increases the degeneration. It's like if you could imagine homocysteine as a cocklebur that runs through your arteries. It's very abrasive, it nicks the arteries, and then if you nick the arteries in your brain, you get inflammation, and the brain on fire, inflammation in the brain is what causes neurodegenerative diseases. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, all that kind of stuff, so we have to protect our arteries in our brain the same as we protect our arteries in our heart to prevent neurodegenerative problems. Birth defects, we talked about that. Proper development is we have to be able to mask and unmask properly. And we also need it for liver detoxification. Helps us get rid of the estrogen along with a few other things. So how do we do? What do we do here? 30% of the population has a defect in the enzyme to make it properly. 30%. 1 in 3. Are not methylating appropriately because of a genetic predisposition. And that's all it is a genetic predisposition. But if you give lots of whole grains, whole food, green leafy vegetables, is that going to be a problem? No. It's not. Okay? Unless you have a double allele for it and you can't really make it at all, then you have to dump like mega doses in. you know, major prescription type doses. So we need to intake our green leafy vegetables, our beans, nuts, legumes, whole grains, or ramp up the intake of methylation nutrients. I use a proprietary system called, or a product called Vessel Care, and it's also in the Multigenics Intensive Care, which is what I'm switching all of my multiple vitamin people over to, because it's not in the regular Multigenics, but it's in the intensive care, and for some reason, it's actually cheaper, so that's a good thing. We live in a world filled with toxins at every corner. We're here to talk about cleansing your toxic body. And I'm just going to keep going. If you have to go to the restroom or something, I'm sorry. I got to keep cruising. Be free. Okay. Toxins accumulate in our fat tissue over time. Where do they come from? Exhaust, cigarette smoke, plastic, trans fats, French fries, donuts, pesticides, herbicides, mercury in our mouths and fish, arsenic in treated wood, aluminum cans, all these little things, that little traces of toxins we take into our body. Wow. All these things are toxins?
Aluminum pots and pans.
Aluminum pots and pans. You know, if I had to make the list, I could use 10 pieces of paper here and create all the things that are toxins that we take in on a daily basis. Okay? So, and umbilical cord blood taken out of a baby, and then this is another study, and I have the resource for this. Over 200 different pesticides identified in umbilical cord blood before they even take their first breath. We just accumulated. It's accumulated over time. You know what? And you know what pesticides were originally? They were weapons of mass destruction in Nazi Germany. Organophosphates. And then, so we don't use these. We don't have weapons. We don't do mass destruction anymore in Germany. So they had a lot of organophosphates left over. So what do you do with them? Well, let's see. Since they're nervous system toxins, I guess we can kill bugs with them. So we just sprayed it all over our food. Instead of killing people with it fast, we can kill people with it piece by piece, very slowly. So it's important to know how to get rid of it. And detoxification, bowel movements, proper liver detoxification is how we get rid of this stuff so it doesn't build up. All right. So we
That's
have to
the
learn.
To take away so we don't walk away. And
well, I know. Solutions, what to avoid. So we avoid as much as we can. Petrochemicals, solvents, pesticides, herbicides, Kimlon. Okay? Watch out for the lawn. You know, that's where the biggest dose of stuff comes from, is lawn chemicals.
And all the dead squirrels come to our yard.
Yes, they do. They come to our house to die, it seems like.
So what are you saying about Kimlon? I mean, our lawn service. Don't hang out while, you know, don't use it?
Well, that would be the first idea. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, certain things are expected in certain communities. Nobody likes to see a dandelion pop up. You know what I mean? But let them pop up.
Get a goat.
Get a goat.
You sell those too. You know,
so yeah, so I'm never going to tell you, yes, go ahead and use Kimlon. It's a perfectly safe thing to do. It can kill you, literally. And there, you know, there's a story. One of the most famous things is a guy did his lawn. What was that guy's name? I'm going to get it right. He treated his lawn, then went out and mowed like a day later, right? And just took in mega doses of, you know, intense doses of this stuff. And he's got, you know, he had nearly died, but he's got a neurological tip for the rest of his life now. Because he was also, at the same time, taking cimetidine, which is an acid-blocking drug. This is where that, remember that everything affects everything? Acid-blocking drugs, and this one in particular, cimetidine, or Tagamet, is the name you might recognize. It blocks a liver enzyme in your liver that detoxifies petrochemicals. So when you take Tagamet, it blocks the ability to get rid of petrochemicals, specifically these lawn chemicals, organophosphates. So what happened? He couldn't get rid of it. It built up, and he had a toxin. That's what the toxicology reports. That's what they figured out. Why would he get it and not everybody else get it? Okay. So, you know, drugs affect other drugs. Remember adverse drug reactions? 104,000 people a year die of them. So it's important to kind of know some of this stuff. Learn what to avoid: petrochemicals, solvents, pesticides, herbicides, Kimlon, body composition program to burn fat because that's where all your toxins are, so that's a good way to get rid of them. But in the meantime, we want to make sure we're also providing nutrients to your body so it doesn't, so because whenever you get burn fat, what gets released into your system? The toxins that are stored in your fat tissue. So, you know, if you have a lot of fat to lose and you have a lot of toxins in there, you can dump, and especially if you go through a fast weight loss, you can create a lot of problems. Okay, I can imagine what a lot of people who did the Atkins diet early on and lost just mega pounds in like weeks and months, like 30, 40, 50, 60 pounds, and who happened to maybe they grew up on a farm and they sprayed Roundup on the soybeans every day. Who knows, right? They dump all that stuff into the system, and it's a heavy load right there, and they can't process it. And especially, what if they're also constipated? Can't process it, it recirculates. Okay, so it's important to keep things moving. So bowel movements, 2 to 3 times a day. Body weight divided by 2 equals ounces per day. Or here it's body weight divided by 2 equals ounces per day. And increased fiber as your first line of defense. Okay, and flax and water are two really nice things to start with to help get things moving. Cruciferous vegetables, I mentioned them several times. They're the star. They're the stars in this category. Broccoli, cauliflower, kale, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, the tip of the iceberg there. Do a cleanse, an actual liver cleanse, at least once a year, utilizing a modified elimination diet and an organized detox program. I use a medical food called Ultra Clear Plus that has all the nutrients your body needs to help pull everything out of your body. And that's what I use, and it's very effective. And it's been proven in clinical trials for over 10 years. And it's actually a medical food because it actually lives up to the label claim. You know, a lot of the nutrients you'll see will say, not evaluated, this claim has not been evaluated. You know, how to star, it says, lowers cholesterol, star. And you look down here and says, this claim has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Mm-hmm. On all the medical foods that I use from Metagenics, they've all been proven to do what they do in clinical trials, so none of them say that. So it's a nice thing. I like Metagenics for that reason. They're sticklers for details and quality control. All right, what else are we going to do? We're going to manage stress. Because the fight or flight response, all this stuff, now you guys are probably feeling a little bit of stress chemicals going through your body, thinking, oh my gosh, what are all these things I can think about and do? But take it in and just be light about it a little bit. You know, if you're worrying about stuff, sometimes it's just as bad as the stuff itself. So the stress response itself is more damaging than sometimes the stressors to begin with. So just relax and take a breath. Fight or flight response is crucial to the survival of every species, but the stress response becomes chronic. If it becomes chronic, then stress hormones like cortisol, epinephrine, and norepinephrine, they slowly tear your muscles down, they undercut your immune system, if they cause blood sugar imbalances, raises your blood pressure, causes depression, feeds cancer. Stress and sugar feed cancer. Okay? Stress and sugar feed cancer. Always remember that. Negative thoughts feed... stress feeds cancer. Negative thoughts and sugar release feeds it. How do you fix it? Fix the cause of the stress. Right? We don't want to just unplug the warning light here. We want to go and find out where the cause is and fix that. Okay? So how do we do that? We eliminate the cause of our physical pain, which I talked about before, muscle and joint imbalances, posture, poor awareness, poor eating habits, sugar, excess carbohydrates, developing a sense of purpose, like I talked about before, a sense of goals, a sense of faith, right? Have a spiritual center. If you have some emotional past wounds, go there and look it square in the eye instead of suppressing it. Okay, it's always better to look at it and deal with it rather than letting it be this piece of control over you. Okay? So if there's childhood stuff, go in, say, all right, yeah, it happened, but you know what? I'm going to rewire my brain now because I know how to do it. All I have to do is think different thoughts and I can make a different choice from this point on, and I don't have to live that anymore. Whatever it is. Okay? Spiritual center, like I said, B vitamins, vitamin C, and magnesium are really very basic stress supporters. Herbals, when you need them, there's a lot of different herbals to support the stress response, and we'll talk more about that in our stress week. Immune system is our last one here, and all stress creates a negative immune response. Okay, basically your immune system is your circulating brain. It's your circulating nervous system. Literally. The monocyte, which is your immune system cell, can make and has a receptor for every single neuropeptide that your brain can put out. One immune cell basically is a brain in its entirety. Remember, every cell has everything else in it. So why can't immune cells have a brain in it? Everything has everything. Okay? So your immune system, so what's that mean? That means the thoughts you think in your brain is your immune system. So negative thoughts equal poor immunity. So that's always first, is fixing that. Eliminate the chronic what is the solution? Oh, here we go. Your gastrointestinal tract, your gut, which I talked about before, holds more than 50% of your immune system is clustered around your gut. So if you have a dysfunctional gut, you have a dysfunctional immune system. So again, proper bowel movements, proper bacterial balance in your gut creates a highly functioning immune system. The gut has also been called the second brain because of that. Okay? And if you have a gut feeling, the gut is your second brain because your gut basically has all the things that your brain has. That's where your immune system is clustered. So if we burden our gut with toxins, sugar, caffeine, alcohol, anti-inflammatory drugs, stress hormones, negative thoughts, your immune system suffers tremendously and puts you at risk. Too many internal and external toxins, and I say internal toxins because you can create toxins yourself through bad bacteria in your gut. They create toxins for your body. Okay? So if you have bad bacteria that's eating your food and they poop out toxic stuff. Okay? Like putrescine, spermine, and cadaverine. All these things go up and have an affinity for the serotonin receptors in your brain and in your nervous system. So literally, you can have poop on your brain. So if someone calls you something for brains, then you know that it really could be a possibility. Because your gut makes bad bacteria in your gut can create toxic chemicals and blocks your ability to feel good. So literally you can eliminate depression by fixing gut problems sometimes. Sometimes that's the key link. Sometimes it's an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. Sometimes it's a B vitamin deficiency. It depends on your own body and about individuality and what you have going on. Okay? So too many of these toxins and allergens cause our immune system to be constantly hypervigilant and overactive, and they're always putting out fires. And what's this cause? This causes allergy and autoimmune disease. An overactive immune system causes autoimmune problems. What are autoimmune problems? Thyroid, Hashimoto's thyroiditis. It's lupus. It's MS. All these things are autoimmune. This is where your body starts fighting against itself. And these happen because of an excessive immune response. So we need to thwart that as much as we can. And we can thwart that by balancing our fats as a really baseline thing there. Nutrient depletion in our soils and diets have left us depleted in our key immune system nutrients. Not much vitamin C in our, the amount of vitamin C in broccoli that used to be in it. Like broccoli, by the way, is very high in vitamin C. All the green vegetables are high in vitamin C. You don't just get it from oranges. Okay, so all your green vegetables have actually, I'm not going to say this right, but at least the same, if not more, vitamin C than an orange. A serving of broccoli versus a serving of orange. Okay. But nutrient depletion is a big problem because what do we fertilize our ground with? NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. We figured out a long time ago that that's how you can make a green plant grow. You give it that, but if that's all you're putting back in year after year, what's going to happen? It's going to be a depleted nutrient supply. Okay, you're not putting the trace minerals back in. You're not putting the zinc back in. You're not putting the magnesium back in. You're not putting all the the thousands of different chemicals that your body needs and is designed to be there. Solutions: quiet your turbulent thoughts. This means self-talk, relaxation, meditation, prayer, things that just shut your mind off. Because even positive thoughts can be problematic if they're turbulent. Quit thinking sometimes. You have to just stop thinking. That's what meditation is. Right? That's the process of not thinking. And you do whatever you need to do to get into that space. And a lot, the way I get into it, my best way to get into it is simply, you know, finding all of my points and feeling very grounded and centered and just paying attention to the sound of my breath and paying attention to where my breath is going and that only. And as soon as you start, a thought comes in, you say, okay, thought, hello, I'm doing this right now. I'll come back to you later. And you just acknowledge it, come back to the breathing. Because at first, you know, you're going to get interrupted. Your mind's going to be, your ego's going to be wanting to come back in. Say, wait a minute, you can't do this. I'll get you, my grip's too hard on you. Because the ego is what wants to rule you. But your spirit is what wants to really come through. But the thinking is the ego part of you that tries to run the show. But you just need to let your spirit run the show. Because that's the innate intelligence. And that's what, it already knows what to do. So it won't screw up, I promise. Mm-hmm. All right. Quiet turbulent thoughts, eliminate chronic stress, get rid of wheat and dairy for a little while. Just try a couple of weeks off wheat and dairy and see what happens. Clean up your indoor environment, eliminate mold, dust, etc. Air purifiers, house plants, spider plants, Chinese evergreens, all these things help eliminate toxins in your environment. Basic immune support protocols, vitamin C, vitamin A, and zinc. This time of year, those are three great things to be getting into your body. Okay? Vitamin C, vitamin A, and zinc at those dosages. And allergy support, again, there's your C. Actually, that should be C1000, not C100. Sorry about that. Correct that. Bioflavonoid complex, 500 milligrams three times a day. And EPA, DHA, 300, 200 milligrams, three to six per day. Those are really basic, fundamental support protocols for immune system balance. Okay? Avoid sugar. That's a big one, because sugar depresses your immunity like big time. Okay? It drops your natural killer cells and macrophages plummet off the face of the earth when you eat sugar. And on the bottom there, I just have basically what I always recommend is a foundational supplementation that's necessary due to our depleted farmland and poor intake of our fresh organic vegetables and fruits, which is a high-potency multi, fish oil, which is EPA, DHA, and plant nutrients. And those are just the products that I use for that. In other words, plant nutrients mean a supplement of green food in some way, shape, or form. And usually you'll see that as wheatgrass, barley grass, alfalfa grass, you know the old green drinks. You know, hug a tree and drink a green drink, right? That's what you need. Lots of it. Okay? Green is a good thing. Green's not grains. And I just put a note on the bottom about the Metagenics products that I use. Basically because of their strict adherence to the quality control, and basically they always test their products on real people before they put them out on the market, which is a big thing. And the most expensive vitamin is one that doesn't get absorbed and utilized in your body. Okay? So, big load of stuff. My goal from Care 2-4 is to have the lecture part of it done within an hour to an hour and 15 minutes and be able to spend about half hour to 15 minutes of pure discussion, question and answer.
How to,
practical application.
Where to get it.
Stuff like that. And with a group, guess what? You can learn a lot more stuff because, hey, I found it here. I found this here. What did you find? Oh, it's cheaper here. You know, that kind of stuff. I get the same thing over here for that. Guess who's got grass-fed beef? Guess who, you know, all that kind of stuff. All right? So.
I don't know, but...
So,
a dozen.
So there you go. And I don't know if anyone got my email this past week, but I had a link to this website, which is the Environmental Working Group, and they just put out the top 12 worst and top 12 best organic or fruits and vegetables that have the most pesticide use and the least pesticide use. So, you know, there's I'll just read them off. Peaches, apples, sweet bell peppers, celery, nectarine, strawberries, cherries, pears, grapes, spinach, lettuce, and potatoes are the ones you always want to get organic.
Question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. In a perfect world.
In a perfect
world. But if you can't, how do you clean, other than peeling, like celery, for example? What do you use to, I mean, does water not...
Remember they're fat soluble.
Yeah.
So, can you get rid of fat with water? Rinse it off, not going to do any good. So you got to use some kind of detergent. And they make vegetable cleaners.
What about, I was looking at that today at the grocery store. And I read the ingredients and thinking.
And that's a, that's a question that, I'm not sure about. Okay? So, we get as much as we can organic, and we don't really wash too hard on everything else. So, and we should, and that's a good question, but that right there is perfect, that's a perfect, things like that.
So who's going to research that this week?
I will. I'm going to go and buy
We'll get jobs.
That's your job this week, Sam.
Research it and find out what the deal is with
it. It's mine.
Okay? So that is a overview of everything.